My name is Mario Baranzini. I work as a developer, mostly in Python and Java, for a small Swiss company. Sometimes I work as consultant or teacher for some topics, and I always try to improve my skills, and so I'm always a student. I come from Switzerland, from the Italian part, Italian-speaking part of Switzerland. And as I said, I work on a small company called opengis.ch. We are specialized in open source GIS, in QGIS development, and QField is our product. Okay. Today's presentations, in fact, as Tim told before, there are two presentations on more or less the related topics. I will start with a presentation about strategies, advantages, and obstacles in migrations from proprietary softwares to open source softwares. Then, after my presentation, Vincent Picave will talk about the alternatives of proprietary software in the open source world. And in the end, the last presentation is by Marco Bernasocchi about more about economic aspects of migrations. So we try to split this interesting topic in three parts and to avoid to repeat ourselves in the presentations. So I will start with a very generic and high level introduction of this topic. We will talk about migration. We will talk about converting our architecture to an open source one, but not only. We are not only talking about tools. We are talking about data, knowledge, and everything. First of all, the tools that we have to consider in a migration are for sure a desktop application, the GIS we use on the desktop, mobile GIS, mobile solution. We often in our ecosystem we have a mobile solution and of course a web solution to publish maps on the web. We need a server normally if we want a web solution, and a database, and for sure other tools. These are all tools we have to consider in a migration. We will see, as I said after with Vincent, some open source alternatives to these softwares. But not only, we have workflows. We have, for example, scripts to import data, to convert, to analyze data. We have the knowledge in the employees or in the company that need to be updated to the new solution. We have documentation and everything have to be migrated, and if we want to migrate in an open source solution. But why? Why should we change our solution, maybe our working solution that we spent a lot of time and money to build, to convert everything to open source? What are the advantages? For example, some of the advantages could be the freedom from the vendor lock-ins. In fact, we can know exactly what our software does, And we have the possibility to modify it, to change it as we want. We didn't. We don't depend on a company. We have the guarantee that our code will always be available in the future, and we will be able to access our data regardless of the will of a company, because everything is open and we have access to the source code. Also, the speed of improvements, if we want a new feature, if we want a modification in the code, we can always do it ourselves or ask to a company to do that. We don't depend on the company that sells the software we use. And we have also the possibility to contribute with our modification or our knowledge to the community. For sure, there are also obstacles in all that. Some of the obstacles are easily solved, other can be more challenging. But if we know them, could be easy to prevent them. Some of the obstacle could be the vendor lock-in. Of course, the vendor of a proprietary solution doesn't want we migrate to other solutions, and. They normally don't make everything easy to export all the data or the information in other systems. And so we have sometimes to really investigate, to make reverse engineering in the formats, in the files, or how the data is stored to be able to export everything. Okay. We need to train our staff to the new solutions and be able to win the resistance to the change. Often there are tools. There are tools that allows these parts of the migration quite easily, but for some parts we really need to make a deep analysis of the for example of the format or how the data are stored, and we need a real deep investigation, and we have to create some customized tools to do that, but can be quite easily in an open source world because there are more and more companies that can work and can create tools to allow exportation of data. Okay. It's not easy to define a solution that works for everyone to make a migration. It depends a lot on the software that is used, on which part of the existing architecture is to be migrated. One possible approach that we use in different solutions is that to have the data, to make the data accessible from the old system and in parallel from the new open source system, so we can access and work on the same data, and then change a step at a time the other parts. we will see an example after of one of this part that we build a tool to convert one of the parts of a complete GIS architecture. Okay. This example is related to the symbology. We had last year a customer that asked us, in fact, it's a public administration in Switzerland that they always worked with ESRI symbology, and they had built like 1,200 symbols in ESRI, but they wanted to share the symbols also with users that use QGIS or other open source software. And they asked us how to export, to convert these 1,000 symbols into something usable into QGIS. These symbols were composed by points, lines, polygons, and everything. And there was an extensive use of ESRI fonts. And so the requirements were to create a XML library of the symbols that to be imported into QGIS. And don't use proprietary fonts. So remove all the fonts and replace them with something else. The difficulties, no tools existed to automatically do what we wanted, what we needed. Now there are some proprietary tools that allow to export symbols from ESRI, but they didn't work perfectly on all our symbols. It was impossible, for example, to avoid the use of ESRI fonts, and the quality of the symbols with images was very bad. So another problem was the difficulty to interpret the ESRI symbols are all stored in binary files that looks something like this. Was very difficult to understand, and in ArcGIS there isn't a way to create a script to export the information about symbols. It's impossible, unlike in QGIS, it's possible, for example, with a Python script to get all the information of the symbology you use using a script. So how could we do that? By hand was not a super interesting idea. We didn't want to draw 1,000 symbols, and we wanted to create a tool to do automatically this conversion to be used in the future by everyone. But at first it seemed almost impossible to be able to understand the structure of these binary files. But we investigated a little, and we discovered that in the open source world, someone already started to build a tool that tried to understand the structure of the ESRI style files. And this project was created by one of the QGIS developers, Niall Dawson in Australia. And we decided to work with him and to contribute to this project with funds and with code, and we started to really reverse engineering all the binary files and try to convert all the symbols with an automatically tool. And the result is called Slayer. It's an open source tool. It's a tool that allows to convert almost every symbol from ESRI into a QGIS symbol. It's an open source tool. And the main developer is now searching for found via crowdfunding to improve new features or to be able, for example, to convert a MXD project, so an ESRI project, into a QGIS project. And I will briefly show you a small video of how this tool looks like. So this is a plugin for QGIS called Slayer. So once the plugin is installed, there are two algorithms in the toolbox that can be used. We can select a .style file, so an ESRI symbology library. We can set some parameters like the file where to store the converted symbols. We can define a folder where to store some pictures, and we run this this algorithm in like 1 minute. All the 1,000 symbols are translated. There are some small parts that maybe something that exists in ESRI symbol doesn't exist in QGIS symbols, so small parts are not completely converted. On these 1,200 symbols, I had to fix manually like 10, maybe 10 symbols to fix some things. All the rest was perfect. And once our library is created, we can, using the style manager in QGIS, import our library. We see all the converted symbols. We can select some of them or all of them and import into QGIS. Okay, so this was a general introduction about the migration topic. This example of this tool we created, I think it's a good example that shows that something seems maybe very difficult to do, but with good investigation and analysis, I think it's always possible to create a tool to convert everything. And the big advantage is that once the work is done, the tool is available for everyone to do the same and make things easier for the others, and maybe make the world a better place. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. We can take some questions from the floor. The gentleman sitting on the floor. Just repeat the question when he asks it for the microphone.
Okay, or I give the microphone.
So two things. First, I went into the repo and I didn't see a license file, so it will be nice to get a clarification about the license and also about the status of the project, because last time I saw it was almost a year before the code got updated. We're thankful for everything you release, obviously, but we'll want to see how we can make it progress more. The second thing is we're working on something similar, but for Layer X and the results of ArcGIS Pro, and we'll be happy to cooperate, both open source and commercial level.
Thanks for your questions. On the GitHub repository, there is a link on IALTS, the developer of this tool, the main developer. There is a link on his website with more explanation about the status of the project and how to contribute. And what we have done, it's all released open source, but I know he's working on more features that maybe are not released yet, and but maybe you can contact him directly, and for sure he has an answer.
Any more questions from the floor? Okay, thank you, Mario. Thank you very much. Thank you.